why they asked me to keep it short, inside of 45 minutes. I'm just kidding, okay, if you're visiting here with us. Did they do a good job? I don't know if I could remember all the stuff that they set up here. Maybe with the consonants and the oceans, they'd get me messed up. If you have your Bibles, let's go to the book of Matthew, please. The book of Matthew. While we're turning there, I'll use the pulpit mic for now. But I read this story recently. A group of expectant fathers were in a waiting room while their wives were in the process of delivering babies. A nurse came in and announced, "Today is a day of coincidences." She told one man that his wife had just given birth to twins. "That's it. That is a coincidence," he responded, "because I play for the Minnesota Twins." A few minutes later, another nurse came in and announced to another man that he was the father of triplets. "That's amazing," he exclaimed, "because I work for the 3M company." At that point, the doctor came out. He looked at a third man, and then he paused, as if to give some maybe exciting news. The man slipped off his chair and lay down on the floor with his hands clasped together. Someone asked, "Are you feeling ill?" "No," he responded, "but I do work for the 7-Up company." And so now I'll use this now. With all joking aside, we live in a day and age where children, maybe not seven, but where children sometimes are seen as a distraction, a bother, a hindrance maybe to a career. And so, but we as God's people understand that our children are a heritage. They're a blessing. They're precious. They're like arrows that if we can sharpen them and if we can polish them and if we can have them ready in a quiver, by the time they're ready to go out on their own, they can go out and they can make a big difference. And we believe that the younger they are, Scripture tells us, the more impressionable they are. And that's why we are so big at bringing the young ones to Jesus. That's the title of my little message tonight, Bring the Young Ones to Jesus. And here in Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 to 15, that's what some parents did. And let's read the passage, make a couple comments, and I'll probably be around 10 minutes here. Matthew chapter 19, 13 to 15, Bible says this. It says, Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And, now I like to criticize the disciples, but sometimes when I think about the disciples, I see a lot of me in there. Do you not? But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, "Suffer the little children," or "allow them, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such," of what? These little children, "is the kingdom of heaven." He laid hands on them and departed thence. And Mark chapter 10 is the parallel to that. It says he actually took them up in his arms. He put his hands on them and he blessed them. Now, to give a little quick background to the story, you say, what's going on? So Jesus is here and he's teaching. And as he's teaching, a crowd comes. Kind of you look around, we've got a crowd here tonight. So Jesus is, generally he was sitting down and he was teaching. There's a crowd. He took the time to teach them. And as he had a little break in talking to the crowd, the Pharisees come. They're the religious bigwigs. Now, the disciples were okay with Jesus giving the time to the crowd because, of course, they got to be kind of Jesus' right-hand men, and it was kind of like a nice, maybe they're building a nice little mega church setting going on. And he said, we're good with the crowd. We're good when Jesus is talking to the bigwigs. But then after that, we saw that some parents came with young children to Jesus. The disciples, we're not okay with that. The Bible says they literally rebuked him and said, we don't have time for them. Well, we have more important things to do. And the Bible says that Jesus was much displeased. Jesus said, I want the children to come to me. As we think about these thoughts tonight, I'll skip just a little bit here. I want to look at four quick thoughts that we see from this passage. Here it is. Number one, I see the desire of the parents. The Bible says, then were brought unto him little children that he should put his hands on them and pray. You say, what was the desire of the parents? Here it was, in a nutshell. They wanted to bring their children to a place where the Lord's presence was, where the Lord's word was, with an opportunity for Jesus Christ to touch their lives.
Now, isn't that why we do this tonight? Isn't that why we invest our time? Isn't that why we invest our money? Isn't that why we sacrifice? Isn't that why as parents we're even here tonight? Because we want to put our children in a place where the Word of God and the presence of God is to give God an opportunity to touch their lives. And can I say this? All the investment, all the sacrifice involved is worth it. If, like those parents thought, it was worth it to maybe be looked at awkwardly. It was worth it to maybe be rebuked if there was an opportunity for the Lord Jesus Christ to touch their young children. Same for us here tonight. If the Lord can touch these little ones, it's all worth it. Someone said, children are like wet cement. Whatever falls on them first makes an impression. So number one, I see the parents' desire. Number two, I see this. I see the disciples' mistake. Here it is, Matthew 10:13. It says, and the disciples rebuked them. You see, why did they rebuke them? Because the disciples didn't understand the great value of investing in the children. Again, they saw them more as a bother than a blessing. They saw them more as a distraction than an opportunity. Now, think about it with me today. Doesn't that spirit kind of seem to prevail in society today? Children are more a hindrance to my career. Children kind of get in the way. I'll wait until I'm settled in my career, a little bit older, and then I'll think about having children. I'll have them, but I won't take the personal time or put them in a place where I won't take the personal time to sit down, to touch their lives, to pray for them and invest in them. Someone said this, Charles Francis Adams, 19th century political figure and diplomat, kept a diary. One day he entered, went fishing with my son all day today, a day wasted. His son, Brooke Adams, also kept a diary, which is still in existence. On that same day that his father took him fishing, Brooke Adams made this entry. Went fishing with my father today, the most wonderful day of my life. The father thought he was wasting the time fishing with his son, but his son saw it as an investment that he never forgot. The only way to tell the difference, he goes on to say, between wasting and investing is to know one's ultimate purpose in life and to judge accordingly. Now, I have a question for us today. What is our view of the time and the sacrifice and the energy it takes to even take an entire night out of church, out of our 52 weeks of Thursdays, to invest in the little ones? I want to say this. Let's not have the world's view. Let's realize that they've been loaned to us to train for him. Let's go to number three. Number three, here it is. I see the displeasure of the Lord. Mark chapter 10, verse 14, it says this. It says, but when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased. Why was the Lord displeased? Here it is. You know what the Lord was thinking? He's thinking, guys, you're missing it. You're missing it. You're all into the crowd. You're all into the religious bigwigs, but you're missing the opportunity that we have here. Do you see? I can imagine the Lord, and he actually said it. Do you see the simple faith here? I might come to one of us and share a simple doctrine, and we might want to debate it because it doesn't go along with our social ideology. And I might go to us and try to challenge us on something we believe. But I'll tell you right now, if I go to one of these little ones right here and I tell them the Bible says this, they say, really? And they'll try to apply it. Why? Because when Jesus looks at the children, he sees simple faith. He said, look, he said, you might not see it as an investment. He said, that's fine. I'm displeased with that. But I see children for what they're worth, a great investment. He didn't see them as a bother or a distraction. In fact, he saw them and he said in the book of Luke, they were a very important part of the kingdom of heaven. And to him, it was worth taking time away from talking to the crowd. It was worth taking time away from hanging out with the big wigs. It was worth time. To him, it was worth saying no to a little bit of overtime. To him, it was worth setting aside time in the evening maybe to spend time investing and talking to them about the things of the Lord. To him, it was worth saying no maybe to an optional business trip. To him, it was worth saying no to a night out with the boys or a night out with the girls. You say, why? Because he said, man, I have a greater investment here than even speaking to the crowd right now, hanging out with the Pharisees right now. I have an opportunity to teach a valuable lesson and to bless the children. They're a great investment. It's worth the sacrifice. It's worth the investment to have them have a Christian education. And finally, and I'm done, we saw the desire of the parents that God would touch them. We saw what the disciples did. We saw the displeasure of the Lord. And finally, we see the declaration of the Lord. Why was it so important to him to bring them at this age or to bring the children? He said here in Mark chapter 10, verses 14 to 16, he said, suffer the little children to come to me. Forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, and here it is, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as this little child, he shall not enter therein. Of course, this is a wonderful opportunity to talk about the gospel, but he also said, he says, then he took them into his arms. He put his hands upon them. He prayed for them and he blessed them. At this point in their life, and like I mentioned before, what was his declaration? Do you know why? Why do we have a Christian school? Why do we have a night like this? Why does Brother Chim, actually, you don't have any gray. I was going to say, why you have some, I think he dyes it. I've got more, you're older than me, I have more than you. That's why I keep a short haircut. But why do we do that? Why does Brother Chim do what he does and put in the time and put in the sacrifice? The Lord said this, it's as simple as this, because the investment in our young people is worth it. It's worth it. Someone once said, I would rather build boys than mend men. Now, I'll mend men too, but it's a whole lot easier to build the boys than it is to wait till they're older and try to fix it after it's been broken. And we have a golden opportunity as parents, as Sunday school teachers, as teachers here to build our young people and invest in them. And they're worth every penny. They're worth every minute. Whatever ministry it is, whether it's, I see the bus numbers back there, whether it's a Sunday school class, whether it's any opportunity that we have to invest in young people, it's worth it. Let me say this. Let's continue to invest in them and bring them to a point in their life. And by the way, you are. That's why they're here tonight. But let's, like those parents, take them and put them in a place, continue to put them in a place where the Lord can touch their life. And every penny, every moment of time, it's worth the investment. Brother Chim.